This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, school closed today at the St. Bartholomew Primary as smoke from an incinerator at the Grantley Adams International Airport affects teachers and students. Meantime, the BUT wants an investigation conducted and environmental tests done at the school. Consumers could see an increase in the cost of some products as the private sector reports logistical challenges. Dr. Corlita Babb Schaefer sworn in as Master of the High Court. A new domestic violence legislation to go into effect in Jamaica to provide greater protection for victims of domestic violence. And a judge threatens to remove Trump from court after he was overheard criticizing a testimony as the civil defamation trial continues. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. The news just ahead. Classes at the St. Bartholomew Primary School have been cancelled for the day due to smoke from an incinerator at the airport. Our Vernarda Corbin reports.
Starcom Network News understands that students and teachers reported for school this morning, but started to be affected by what has been described as a white smoke coming from the incinerator at the Grantley Adams International Airport. It was reported that teachers and students started to smell the scent of plastic, with some students complaining for headaches. Parents were soon after called to collect their children from the school compound. When we visited the compound, parents were seen collecting their children. Teachers later assembled in the schoolyard where they met. Vernardo Carbin, Starcom Network News.
Thank you, Vernardo. Meantime, President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, wants an investigation and environmental tests done at the school. Mr. Lovell tells Starcom Network News the union is calling for a halt in the burning during school hours to prevent further problems. He said some teachers were granted requests to be transferred while others were forced to undergo emergency medical procedures.
We demand a thorough investigation into the environmental impact of the incineration process at the airport on the school, particularly assessing the emissions and pollutants released. We also call for a temporary halt to the incineration process during school to prevent further harm to the school community. As a long-term solution, we are advocating for the implementation of sustainable and environmentally friendly waste management practices at the airport, ensuring the well-being of our community is prioritized. We insist on open and transparent communication between the airport management, environmental agencies, and our union. The affected community, including parents, teachers, and students from the primary school, must also be informed and involved in this process.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. Communication specialist at the Grantley Adams International Airport, Charlene Brown, says they are committed to finding a solution to the smoke emissions affecting the school. She tells Starcom Network News the management at the airport visited the school recently and are taking steps necessary to address the problem.
We held a meeting regarding this matter with representatives of the BUT and the leadership of the St. Bartholomew's Primary, including the principal and their senior teacher, to address these concerns comprehensively. In this discussion, we attentively listened to the reports from the school as well as the union representatives, understanding the gravity of the situation. Following this, we shared our plan of action aimed at mitigating the discomfort caused by the smoke. A team comprising our CEO and an engineer subsequently visited the school. What this visit did was allow us to directly observe the conditions during the morning period, which the school identified as particularly problematic due to the smoke and odor. Gaia Inc. is dedicated to resolving this matter effectively and will keep all stakeholders informed as we progress.
Communication specialist at the Grantley Adams International Airport, Charlene Brown, in the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Barbadians could see price increases and a shortage in some products as the private sector reports logistical challenges. Former president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branca, is reporting that there have been lengthier transit times and increase in the cost of cargo, which may be passed on to the consumer. His comments came during VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program.
There are various challenges, especially if you were intending to go through the Suez Canal. Because of having to go around the Cape of Good Hope, there is a $1,500 charge on containers that are taking that route, which would end either in Europe or England. And those containers, obviously, will have longer transit times, and then they have the $1,500 per box. So it means that if they're going then to stay in the UK or go on to US as raw materials are transshipped to Barbados as finished goods, that there is going to be an increased cost to the importer, which more than likely will be passed on to consumers.
He explains how these challenges have been impacting the private sector.
In the private sector, let's say you are in distribution, you would want to say, you know, that you will keep a carrying inventory of, let's say, 2 months. Some people may carry it for 3 months. But if you are carrying 2 months of inventory and you are obviously procuring and purchasing your products with a certain lead time in mind, when the lead time now goes from 25 to 35 to 45 days and there's the uncertainty, what it does, it places pressure on us to keep products on the shelf. And that is what persons are seeing from time to time because of the unreliability in the lead times.
Former president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branco. General Counsel of the Barbados Financial Services Commission, Dr. Corlita Babb Schaefer, was sworn in as a Master of the High Court at State House this morning. The attorney, who has been practicing law for over 30 years, served as CARICOM's General Counsel and held several roles in the public sector, particularly in the Department of Public Prosecutions, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, and the Attorney General's Chambers. Dr. Schaefer took the oath of office before President Dame Sandra Mason. After receiving her instrument, Dr. Schaefer said she is grateful for the appointment.
So I'd like to say that I am honored to have been appointed to this position of the Office of the Master. I am excited to serve Barbados in this capacity, having served Barbados in other capacities in the past. When I was studying law, I met with the former Governor General, Sir Clifford. Then he was a Justice of Appeal, and he told me, work hard and things will happen. And then there's the former Secretary General of CARICOM, Ambassador Erwin LaRocque, who told me, don't take your eyes off the bench. So I was busy working and the opportunity came along and I'm grateful and I accept it and I will do my best.
Meantime, Acting Chief Justice Francis Bell explained the role of the Master of the High Court.
The Master is actually the officer of the court who ensures that process that takes a matter to trial is run smoothly. So if you compare it, for example, to a stage manager, you have somebody for lighting and this and that and next. The Master makes sure that the facts have been put before the court, the law is discussed, and that any preliminary matters are dealt with, you know, put out of the way, so to speak, dealt with properly, so that by the time you come to trial, you don't have to be delayed by sideline matters. You understand? So you're laying the foundation for smooth litigation.
Acting Chief Justice Francis Bell. The Jamaica government says the Domestic Violence Amendment Act 2023, which will provide greater protection to victims of domestic violence, will go into effect on Monday, January 22nd. Gender Affairs Minister Olivia Grange said government has demonstrated its commitment to providing to preventing and punishing acts of domestic violence through these amendments, which will, among other things, allow the court to issue protection orders and impose a penalty of up to $1 million Jamaican dollars for a breach of a protection order. She said the amendment also allows for a sentence of up to 1 year in prison. The new law will also increase the categories of people who can make an application for a protection order, including the spouse or parent of an individual in respect of whom the conduct has been made or is likely to be made. The children's advocate will also now be able to apply for a protection order where the alleged conduct is threatened against a child. And finally, Donald Trump's lawyers accused E. Jean Carroll of courting publicity yesterday, as she said her reputation was left shattered after accusing him of sexual assault in the 1990s. The second day of the civil defamation trial featured several fiery exchanges. At one point, the judge threatened to kick Mr. Trump out of court after he was overheard criticizing her testimony. A jury found Mr. Trump liable for sexually abusing Ms. Carroll last year, but he continues to deny the claim. Recapping the headlines. School closed today at the St. Bartholomew Primary as smoke from an incinerator at the Grantley Adams International Airport affects teachers and students. Meantime, the BUT wants an investigation conducted and environmental tests done at the school. Consumers could see an increase in the cost of some products as the private sector reports logistical challenges. Dr. Corlita Babb-Schaefer sworn in as Master of the High Court. A new domestic violence legislation to go into effect in Jamaica to provide greater protection for victims of domestic violence. And a judge threatens to remove Trump from court after he was overheard criticizing a testimony as the civil defamation trial continues. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.